The views and opinions expressed during the BIO Radio Show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
Welcome to Barefooters Legal Radio, where you will learn the benefits and your rights to live a barefoot lifestyle. And now, here to empower you and dispel the myth of going barefoot is the one that has lived a full-time barefoot lifestyle for over 20 years and victims legal advocate, your host, Nick Pierce.
Well, hello and welcome to another edition of the Barefoot is Legal radio broadcast. I'm your host, Nick Pierce. My co-host, Richard Johnson, is off this weekend, so I'm flying solo with you, the listeners, and our special guests and callers that are calling in this broadcast. For those of you that may not know, I've been barefoot full-time for over 20-plus years. I got rid of the last pair of anything that goes on my feet over 15 years ago. I'm the head of MP Media Group, do a radio show also called Are You Ready?, which is heard right before the Barefoot is Legal radio show here on Freedomizer Radio. I'm also a victim's legal advocate standing up for the human rights that we as the barefoot community have and the head of BIL's Victim Legal Services Department. Now, many of you have different reasons for going barefoot. For some of you, it may be for religious reasons. Some of you for cultural reasons. Others for health or medical reasons. Even though our reasons are different, there are people out there that think that there are laws, policies, rules, regulations, or dangers about being barefoot in public. Well, whatever your reasons, call in, share your stories, experiences, and any issues that you may have. If you want to be a part of the show today, the call-in number is 319-527-6208. Again, that's 319-527-6208. Press 1 to be on the air. We also have our live chat room open. You can get there by going to freedomizerradio.com. Click on the live chat link. You can interact with us during the broadcast. And don't forget the home of Barefoot is Legal, the radio show on Facebook, Barefoot is Legal Radio. You can send your messages to me there and be happy to share anything that you want to share on the air. If you don't want to come on, that's okay. You can always get in contact with me there. Also, check out our official website, barefootislegal.org. Our Facebook page and our Facebook group, again on Facebook, Barefoot is Legal. You can interact with other members of the barefoot community during and after the broadcast. If you live a barefoot lifestyle or are interested in living a barefoot lifestyle, join our group if you have not yet joined already. It's a closed group on Facebook, Barefoot is Legal. But keep in mind, though, folks, this is not a fetish community. So for all you heavy-breathing fun seekers out there, this is not the place to get your rocks off on foot pictures. No, no, no. We are here. Educate and empower you and spread the message that bare feet are legal. And with that said, now it's time to kick off your shoes if you are wearing them or still have any at all, and enjoy the next hour and a half of time that we have together. You know, lately you have, you know, we always talk about on the show overcoming objections and, you know, issues that people have, how to get over them, how to educate those that think that there's the health department myths, it's illegal, there are laws, you know, all those myths that have been going crazy. And as we go about, you know, our daily life and all this, you know, we encounter these people. We encounter those that just want to get under your skin, and you hear that. How many of you have that, just get you going when you hear the, oh, excuse me? sir, ma'am. They scream at you. They get so whipped up over someone walking on the floor. You know, someone the other day looked at my bare feet. I was in a store. And they said, oh, we don't want you to step on anything. I looked at them and I said, wait a minute. How is anybody supposed to walk if you're not stepping on something? They said, no, that's not what we mean. I said, wait a minute. Do you mean to say that if I put those things on that you're wearing down there on your feet, that I'm going to float and never touch that floor? They just kind of looked at me like, oh, never mind. You know, not everything always has to be the, but it's legal. I have rights. And become that altercation. Sometimes just a little humor goes a long way. And I also have some other great experiences throughout my journeys this week that I'll discuss throughout the show. We do have our guest who's standing by, John. He's in our green room, and he's getting ready to come on the air with us. So I don't want to be too long-winded today. I know we have a lot of callers and a lot that we want to get to. I would like to say, though, you know, we have some good activities going on. We have a great meetup coming up. And before the top of the hour, I would like to bring Proof on to talk about some of that. We also have Kevin's joining us. And again, John, our special guest during this broadcast, he's going to be joining us here momentarily. So what objections do you get? What issues do you have? Because we're here. This is the time to call in and share. Again, 319-527-6208. You have my undivided attention. So we're going to open up a couple phone calls. Like I said, I do want to bring Proof on briefly so that we can hear a little bit about some updates in the BIL community, the group, and some memes. I know he's been launching memes like crazy all morning. Proof, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, sir.
Well, thanks for being here.
I wanted to get you early, so my wife has some plans for me after the top of the hour, so you got me for 20 minutes.
Well, great. I'm glad we have you here with us. And Proof, our head of the BIL, CEO, and so what kind of updates you have for us?
Well, I'll be heading to Minneapolis to meet with some of our members and get some of our get some new bylaws and such established. As an official nonprofit, it's a requirement to have at least one meeting a year. So yeah. I'm going to go ahead and handle business.
And that's good.
I'm going to look forward to meeting a bunch of members that we have. And hopefully we can get some first-timers to come out.
Yeah. So you're going to have a meetup too. I've been looking at that. I actually was thinking about it. I'm like, you know, if I could shoot out there on Thursday or something. You know, because I'm off, you know, my normal day's off for Thursday. I'm off Friday night, Saturday, stuff like that. So I was like, oh, boy, you know, I wonder if I could pull this off. Then I thought about it. I'm like, 10 hours there. I'd love to get out there so bad. I looked at it on a map, and I'm like, you know, if it was maybe 5 hours,
yeah,
that would be 5 hours there, 5 hours. I would pull this off. But there's no way I'm going to make it back for a Friday morning if it's a 10-hour drive and we have a meetup that late at night. Especially losing time coming back. I'd gain time
but
going
this,
out.
This makes for a good conversation piece because there's thousands. We're about to hit 85,000 members between all of our social medias and our website. So now that we're official, the goal right now is to try and get some kind of yearly festival together. Because we're required to have one anyway, as far as a meeting goes. So if we can be more inclusive and show people what we're doing and make it a big thing where everybody wants to come out, I that would be a great achievement. And that's something I'm trying my best to make happen.
Yeah, and this is very exciting, too, because, you know, I mean, of course, our progress, you know, I mean, this is business. I mean, it's a board meeting for our board, you know, but it's also we're not just Facebook. You know, we started as a group on Facebook that really brought attention to it, but we exist in the real world and our members need to see that. And it's very exciting for the members to be able to say like, oh, I'm actually meeting this person. You know, they're the ones that always post these pictures like you know, it's like, oh, we're actually going to meet Nick Deutschman in person. See if he really has a 10-foot selfie arm. You know, his arm's really 10 feet where he takes all the selfies. You know, putting a, you know, actually meeting the guy behind the memes, and the head and the one that put all this together. It's got to be very exciting for a lot of the members that are participating, and not just the board and the meeting, but just a meetup, going out somewhere, going out to dinner, and whatever other things you have planned. I think you're going to be out there for a couple days, right?
Yeah, we'll be out there a few days, and I'm bringing Melanie with me.
Yeah, and there's another one. I mean, meeting the one that's behind the website and the rants, the hour and a half rants. you know, it'd be very exciting to meet her. I was trying to get out there.
I can't get
the 10-hour drive together.
Share also, you said I was going meme crazy. I try to do that on the weekends because unless I have an exact plan Monday through Friday, I can't get to it because not only do I run the BIL and I'm also I also own Freedomizer Radio, the network that we're on, and I have a 3-hour nightly show, but I also have a day job, so I can't just go to the computer and sit for an hour and think, what can I do? So I kind of have to plan for the weekends.
Yeah.
And I do my best to make things happen. The one I just posted, actually about 20 minutes ago, I took, I forget the lady's name offhand, but I took one of her pictures of her eating at a McGMO. And people were talking about how there could be glass on the ground, or that person's going to get me sick, or if she drops her stuff on her foot, she's going to sue, and it's illegal. So I took her picture and I wrote the top 5 myths about going barefoot debunked.
Yeah.
And so number 1, there's no glass sold in this building. Number 2, going barefoot only affects the barefoot person, not the bystanders complaining. 3, if her breakfast sandwich and juice fell in her foot, no one would complain or sue. Number 4, a whole world wears flip-flops everywhere. Why care about this? And number 5, the state health department in all 50 U.S. states realizes this is not a health concern and is legal.
Yeah. And dropping food on your foot, I mean, it's like, I mean, that is definitely one of the most ridiculous excuses I've ever heard, really. I mean, they're all kind of ridiculous. I mean, we think about it logically and everything else. Most of them are just BS, you know. But, I mean, do you really think that a French fry is going to be detrimental to your health or be so dangerous that if it falls on your foot, it's going to hurt you? I mean,
Person thinks if you're barefoot, but if you have flip-flops on, it's just going to bounce right off.
Oh, yeah. I guess all of a sudden that little strap or something on the top just magically grows, and it just protects the whole thing. It's like the button on the umbrella. It's like it senses some danger coming. It's like the airbags. Boom.
Yeah, it's like the goaltender Marc-Andre Fleury on our Golden Knights here. It just deflects the French fry like a hockey puck.
Yeah, of course. You know, I can see the logic, and of course the logic of those that make up the crazy things that you hear. Just absolutely crazy.
But we had another post go viral. I guess how many hits does it take for a post to go viral? And I say 200,000 to 250 is fair to say that it was a good post.
Oh, with that much, yeah. Yeah, definitely. You know, I think anything over, you know, 100,000 would definitely be considered viral. I really don't know if there's a number. I think it just depends on people's reaction, how much attention it gets, not just how many likes. I think maybe it also has to do with views.
There's a lot of businesses or nonprofits or corporate entities that wish they can get at least 75,000 hits on a picture that they put up there. And I look at that as a failure.
Well, compared to the numbers that you bring in with those memes. Yeah, no. I mean, you have major companies that it's like, you know, they introduce this big product, they run millions of dollars of advertising on it. They have all this social media campaign behind it. And they, you know, they're publishing, you know, they go crazy marketing and promoting this. And they have a hit, you know, they have maybe 1,000 hits on Facebook. And you're like, wow, I mean, we're doing that for free, and we're getting like astronomical numbers compared to that, you know, in proportion. I mean, we're not getting like, you know, 367 quadrillion hits, but compared to what some of these other companies that pump out a lot of money to do, I mean, we're way up there. We've surpassed them. I mean, I'm surprised they haven't recruited you to do their marketing campaigns.
Oh, I realize that. And it's been several months since we've had less than 100,000 hits on our Facebook business page in a week. We've been consistently over 100,000 for at least 4 months. Every week.
That is great. Wow.
Not many businesses can say that, but we're consistent.
Yeah. I mean, that is amazing.
So, do we have a couple of callers? If there's any first-timers, I would love to talk to them while I'm here. And
yeah.
People.
Yeah, we have John. He's one of the guests that's going to be joining us. He's
what
called
about
in.
Did Susan call in?
Nope. I don't have Susan in the switchboard here, at least not yet. Oh, wait a minute. I have a 470 number. Let me run it through my thing here.
Well, if you want me to talk to John for a second while you screen a call, I would love to do that.
No, they're not in the queue. They're just on the switchboard.
Okay.
But I don't know if that's Susan or not. We can punch this in and see if it comes up as anybody that we know. Nope. Probably first-time listener, first-time caller. But, yeah. Yeah, so we have, I guess, John. He's going to be joining us here. I figure we'll get some of our, top-of-the-show stuff done. And then I'll bring him in after probably the top of the hour. I know we have Kevin's. He's in there. I guess he has something to add.
470 is Georgia, and Susan's from Georgia, so that would make sense.
Okay. Let me see. No one's in the chat room. Well, she's listening, and she's coming on. We also had another guest that was going to join us last week that wasn't able to make it. So that could be them, too. I think they're from Georgia. But either way.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about. So, yeah, if you want to join us here on the show – just press lucky number one, and we'll know that you're ready to join us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Just push one if you're listening. And let's see, who do we have? And that's our Georgia caller. So that could be who you're expecting. So let's go ahead and bring them on. And welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm Susie.
You're Susie. Got it. Okay.
Yes, I am Susie from Georgia. I am so sorry I missed you guys last week.
That's okay. You know, everything, life gets crazy, and we completely understand. Not everybody
oh
can
gosh,
be everywhere
yes.
they need to be.
Yes,
so
it is.
So, first-time caller, and
yes, I am.
Fairly new member as well, right?
Yes, I am. I'm actually a member of the Barefoot is Legal, and it's really awesome.
How did you find us, Susie?
Actually, I had commented on a picture of Barefoot is Legal, and I had said something about me being in a wheelchair. I have to use a wheelchair about 90% of the time because of my condition, and somebody was like, here, let me add you to this group, and they added me to Barefoot is Legal, and I started posting pictures, and all of a sudden people were like, oh my gosh, your feet are rather unusual. What happened to your feet? And, you know, I got a lot of pity from it, but I don't need pity. I just ask questions, you know. I also, unfortunately, was trolled. I'm the lucky individual that posted Barefoot and Pregnant, and then I was put on that disgusting troll website.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it was rather interesting, and people were like, that is the most horrible thing that somebody can do, and I'm like, they're just jealous.
Of course. I mean, who wouldn't be jealous?
You know, it was just ridiculous.
All the time. But,
for real,
yeah.
Yes. And I have literally two different feet. My left foot is severely deformed due to multiple surgeries, including 3 complete reconstruction surgeries. And my right one is slightly deformed due to Charcot-Marie tooth. So shoes do not fit. Shoes are uncomfortable. And even though I'm in a wheelchair, I go barefoot constantly.
Now, being barefoot in a wheelchair, do you have less problems versus when
you're
in a wheelchair?
Well, vice versa, depending. Sometimes you have to be really careful because I've learned that just because you're in a wheelchair, people don't see you. You know, you can very easily hit your feet on things that you normally wouldn't hit your feet on because they're at a higher level than, say, floor level. And due to the condition I have, my feet are completely numb, which means I have negative feeling in my feet. So
you really don't realize it until you got to see it. You got to watch. You got to more visual than
yes,
you really can't
yes,
feel it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I get so tired of people saying, oh, my gosh, you can't feel anything if you step on it. You shouldn't wear shoes. Well, first of all, I'm in a wheelchair. I'm very conscientious of my surroundings. And I feel so much more free and so much more comfortable not being in shoes. It's just absolutely beyond amazing.
Wow. So, you know, along with that, I mean, not having any feeling on your feet, I mean, you probably have a much higher sense of awareness of
yes.
what's in front of you and all that, more so than even just the average person that may just be barefoot. Because
yes,
they would still at least
exactly.
have some feeling.
Yes. You know, most people, you know, they step on a rock. Ouch, I stepped on a rock. I step on a rock. I'm not going to know it. The first time I actually found this out, I had stepped on a shingle tack, and not meaning to gross people out, but I wore that stupid tack in my foot for a week until it rotted out.
You didn't even realize it.
And I didn't even realize it. And it was just a really bad wound that had to go through wound care, you know, and it was just a complete nightmare.
I'm sure. Wow.
It really is, but it's just amazing to see all these people that are, you know, accepting this barefoot lifestyle. And I think it's amazing, but I get so irritated at people that's like, you know, what if you step on a piece of glass, or what if you do this, or what if you do that? What if a meteor falls from the sky and knocks you in the head?
I know. Someone could fall down.
Yes, exactly. You know, so many people have got such closed minds. And they're not willing to take the time to take their shoes off, step in that mud puddle, feel that water, feel the mud between your toes, feel the dirt between your toes. You know, it's not going to kill you if you get your feet dirty. That's what they make
stuff
and water for.
Hey, when somebody says, well, what if you step on glass? And my first answer is, what glass products do you sell here? And they go, well, we don't sell anything with glass, but someone could come in and just throw glass on the ground. So my next response would be, well, why aren't you wearing a helmet? Because a ceiling tile could fall on you, and you might have your head amputated because you chose not to wear a helmet.
Exactly. Oh, my God. Yes, exactly. You know, and going back to, I was listening earlier about the, you know, the McGMO and dropping food on her foot and suing. That is the most ludicrous thing I had ever heard in my life. Like, is a French fry is going to be more detrimental if you eat it than it is if you drop it on your foot.
Well,
I mean,
we understand
unless,
that, but John Q. Public, who looks at our business page for the first time, everybody thinks that if they say the right thing, that they're going to get 10 minutes to perform stand-up comedy at Evening at the Improv. So everybody's trying their best to be their funniest. It doesn't work, but they're trying.
Yeah, when they
so
see the memes and stuff.
Go to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Susie, you have a very special talent then, and you have probably one of the best comebacks for some of these objections with someone that could get hurt. And, you know, I think that if you can, I think you should carry around a hammer and a nail with you. This is how this works. Okay?
Okay.
Next time someone says, well, we don't want you to hurt your foot or something, just drive a nail into the bottom and say, I wore one of these for a week. I can handle it.
Oh my gosh, that is so hilarious.
You know, it kind of reminds me of the scene in Mr. D's with the hot poker. You're like, well,
yes.
I can't feel nothing. Oh, come on, you can do it again.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
there you
pretty
go.
Much the same way. You know,
yep.
Pretty much the same way. It's like, I don't feel it, you know. They're like, well, how can your feet hurt? Well, the bones hurt, and the fact that I've got metal in there, that hurts. And, you know, it's like, that the skin, I don't feel anything, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, well, how come you haven't got tattoos on it? And I'm like, well, because tattoo artists won't give it to me. You know, they're like, no, I'm scared of tattooing your skin because it's different. I'm like, it's a foot. It's not going to bite you. Like, seriously.
Yeah. And you know what? Also, and I could kind of see some logic behind that because I know a lot of tattoo artists, piercers and stuff like that. They have to be able to feel your nerves and muscles react too as they're applying a tattoo.
Yes, true.
So they,
I do
they
have
can't
a
go
wicked
too
sense
deep
of humor.
And I want to do that. But no, I mean, I could, but no, that'd be fun. But no, that'd be pretty cool. But yeah, I think just carry around a bag of nails and a hammer with you and do that trick every time someone's afraid you're going to hurt yourself for being barefoot.
Yeah, sounds like a good idea to me.
Give it a shot. Yeah.
Give it a shot.
So,
or take a stack and
so
just like hook it in my foot.
So let me ask you here while you're here and I'm here. So what drove you to not just join the BIL, but you want to volunteer for projects and help out? So I appreciate that. And what has inspired you to actually take the next level and not just be someone who might accidentally read a post once or twice a month, but actually want to be involved?
Basically, I want people to realize that just because someone's different or does something that you don't do doesn't make them a monster or weird or just off-putting. I'm disabled, but that doesn't stop me. It might change my way of doing things. It might change the way I do things particularly, you know, but that doesn't mean that I'm no better than anybody else. You know, people have got such a stigma against, you know, people that have physical disabilities or mental disabilities to where they're like, they have to be put in a special category. You know, if a woman chooses to wear, you know, shoes that are going to warp her feet, and at the end of the day, she takes them off and they're just killing her, why in the world should she feel like she has to wear those shoes? Why are women to wear shoes that are completely just torture to your feet and just plain ugly? I don't get it. I really don't.
Right. And then they'll say to you, well, you should have thought of that before you came in. Now go stand another 10 hours in those.
Exactly. Oh, exactly.
Yeah,
oh, they say that. I'm serious.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Nope, it definitely happens. We're coming up to the mm-hmm. top of the hour, though. Susie, if you want to stick around, please do. Proof, if you have more time to join us, that's great. If not, we understand you have to go. Thank you very much for calling in. Always great having you on the updates. Proof also has his radio show Monday through Thursdays on the Freedomized Radio Network at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. So make sure you check out the Proof Negative show. We're coming up to the top of the hour. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You never know when an emergency is going to happen. Whether stuck on the road, riding out a power outage, escaping a natural disaster, or surviving a doomsday apocalypse, what would you do? Disaster can strike at any time. Join your host, Nick Pierce, for Freedomizer's newest prepping and survival program, Are You Ready? Saturdays, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Listen to Are You Ready? Here on Freedomizer Radio. And be prepared.
Hey, Freedomist, join me, Proof Negative. Weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together. Right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Tune in to the Mad Scientist Expo Show every Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 4:30 p.m. Pacific, where we discuss the science in the news today, take a closer look, and expose where fraud is being committed for various agendas, from money to politics to downright pure evil and malice. Of course we trust science. It's scientists we don't trust. Tune in and join the conversation on Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 4:30 p.m. Pacific, on Freedomizer Radio.
In this digital society, making connections is quickly becoming a lost art form. Yet, if you are a small business owner, building your network is the only way you can get ahead. Can these skills be learned? You bet they can. Read Nose to Nose Networking, No Nonsense In-Person Networking Tips from a Master. Who's the master? Well, who better to teach networking and friend-building skills than a golden retriever? The author, Melanie Hope, takes the antics of Abigail and translates them into the human experience. Through Abby, you will learn how to set your intention, build a network, and get into and out of conversations with grace. If you love the Dog Abby segments on Counterculture Wise Radio, you will love Nose to Nose Networking even more. Find it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble in hard copy, Kindle, and Nook. Visit CountercultureWise.com for direct links.
Are you curious about Tantra? Did you know Tantra isn't just about sex? Think meditation, breathwork, earthing, ceremony, the chakra system, deep self-healing of the shame and shadows and trauma that we hold in our body. Join me, Tara, for Tantra with Tara every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Each show will begin with a guided meditation. Tantra is shifting and deepening the lives, spirits, and hearts of people all over the world. Invite Tantra to shift yours.
How would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk? That's exactly what my Serenity Rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest, I can't even call it a footrest, because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity Rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at SerenityRug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's SerenityRug.com.
Are you members of the Barefoot community looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book.
Imagine standing barefoot on cushy grass while you use a professional-grade knife to deftly chop fresh vegetables on your organic bamboo cutting board. The team at MyZestiness.com wants to help your family enjoy home cooking like this more often. They do this by offering fun and functional tools that make your time in the kitchen more efficient and enjoyable. MyZestiness.com offers the finest and most interesting kitchen goods and accessories, all backed by their world-class customer service team. Check out their ever-expanding inventory today. Visit MyZestiness.com. That's zesty like spicy, nest like home, MyZestiness.com.
Sunday, starting at 7:30 p.m., expand your mind, develop your consciousness. great conversation, great advice, and great fun. Counterculturewise Radio, only on freedomizerradio.com. We're on to you. Are you on to yourself?
The views and opinions expressed during the BIO radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up.
All right, 319-527-6208. Again, that's 319-527-6208. Press 1 if you want to be a part of the show. You're listening to the Barefoot is Legal radio program. I'm Nick Pierce, your host. Richard is off this weekend, enjoying the wonderful weather, probably grilling out. And also with us is Proof, the head of the BIL, Barefoot is Legal, the whole organization, community nonprofit, and all that we are now. We have special guests with us, John and Susie. Susie's going to be coming back with us here in a little bit. Welcome back to the program, Proof. And we also have our guest, John Baylor, another new member of ours, a member of the Barefoot community, part of Barefoot is Legal. So welcome to the program, John.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Thanks for joining us. Well, hey, we're glad you joined us. And let's see, when did you join?
I joined September, October of last year, I believe.
Okay, great. And what made you start the Barefoot Lifestyle, or what kind of how did it start?
I started going barefoot a lot more when my first wife and I put in a swimming pool. It was too much of a chore to put on flip-flops or whatever to walk out to the pool, so started walking out, you know, out to it barefoot. And then later on, second wife and I, we redid the pool, re-landscaped, poured a lot of exposed aggregate concrete. And so walking to it and to an office building I had since built, why put on shoes? You're walking from one place to another. It's about
wow,
that
John,
time we started going.
Well, real quick, we don't want you to incriminate yourself on the air. It sounds like you poured a lot of concrete and redid a pool, and the first wife disappeared.
and the second wife disappeared, too.
And that's when the office building was built. Okay, I see where this is going. John, you're on the radio.
So anyway, we started making trips to Florida, and I love walking on the beach, and why put on a pair of shoes or a pair of sandals when you're going to be, I can't stand to see somebody walking on the beach with shoes on.
Oh, it drives me crazy.
Yeah, exactly. And so a lot of barefooting there, but you know, the usual myths, broken glass, it's illegal. For years I drove barefoot with the flip flops slid over to the side of the floor mat in case I got pulled over by a cop and, you know, slipped them on real fast. We don't want to be caught driving barefoot. Last year there, I believe it was August, September, I'm in a community, very small community, about 12,000 total population of the county. And I'm a prominent person. I'm on the county board, a businessman, a lot of people know me. And I was in our little local Walmart here, and I saw a guy looked at it, something strange. I took a second look, and I saw he was barefoot. And so I walked down to him, and it was really neat. He had tattoos of shoelaces on top of his feet. And I said, "You're barefoot." "Yeah, I wasn't born with shoes." I said, "Nobody says anything to you?" "Nope, they don't." And immediately I said, "Well, I'm going to have to do that. You know, I always wanted to just walk into a store wherever I was barefoot." But like I said, the usual myths we hear. Never did that, although I did look up and saw where, hey, it's not illegal to, or Walmart has no barefoot policy. Same time, I found Barefoot is Legal Facebook page, so I immediately sent in a request to join and joined that, and then started doing, you know, research on the driving laws, make sure you guys were not, you know, just pulling the wool over my eyes. And
oh, no,
sure
we're
enough,
not.
I looked up, you know, Illinois statutes, and nope, no Illinois statute that says it's illegal to drive barefoot.
That's great.
Last summer, before I started doing a lot of the barefoot walking, I was living 24/7 on pain pills. I have scoliosis, and it has gotten worse over the years. And so I was going to a doctor, and I was going to a chiropractor. I was on muscle relaxer and prescription Aleve, and I started noticing the more I went barefoot, I'd forget to take my pills.
Yep.
And that I wasn't in any pain.
Yep. I was in the same place as you many years ago. I got injured, and again, the doctor, here's another prescription. Here's another 200 of these for the month. And you're just like, not working. I was barefoot all the time, and I know the feeling. You all of a sudden don't need it anymore. You stop taking it, and you're just like, I don't need it. Just an amazing feeling where you don't need to keep taking the pills to feel better.
Yeah, and then I think somebody posted, or maybe one of you guys did, the grounding video where the research and the man did the research, excuse me, into grounding. And I thought, wow, that makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was pretty much committed barefoot, went on a trip out to see my girlfriend in New Mexico, walked down to in a Hampton Inn barefoot to the breakfast room and ate breakfast and got a lot of strange looks on the elevator from other people. I'm 57, so I'm not a spring chicken by any means, but I do have a beard and a ponytail, so a little bit different anyway. And they look at me and saw me barefoot as like, ooh, when is this door going to open? We want off of here. We don't want to be on there with this guy. That was quite unique. So out in New Mexico, I did experience the goat heads that everybody talks about.
Oh, yeah.
But
I
can tell you they don't hold a thing to a locust thorn that we have here in southern Illinois. So goat heads really don't bother me that much. But winter was long. A lot of pain this winter, strictly by not, any day it got 60 degrees, 50 to 60 degrees, I was outside barefoot. I just had to get the grounding and get some relief from the pain. And I couldn't wait till spring got here in warm weather.
Yeah, but the cold takes a little bit of adjustment. But, if you've ever listened to the past broadcast, you'll probably hear me talk about, the spring leads way to summer, your feet transition. And then just keep going through the fall because then your body will start to adapt to the colder temperature. It's that long cycle.
I did walk barefoot in snow this winter, and that was different.
It is.
Very unique feeling.
Almost refreshing sometimes.
Yes, it is. I don't think I'd want to do it full time, but but it was very unique feeling to actually go barefoot in the snow. And I'd say that's probably the one thing about being barefoot is the different textures you feel that you don't feel when you're wearing shoes or flip-flops or anything like that.
That's true. You miss out on a lot, too, I find. And,
oh, yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
It's just, I guess I was a barefooter for years. I became an advocate for barefooting this year. And a lot of it's by reading, the Facebook posts and all that and experiencing it myself. And now anytime I run into somebody who mentions, I got a bad back, I have backaches or something like that, and I just look at them, I say, go barefoot.
Yeah, take off those shoes. That's what's doing it. Yeah.
I was at a meeting last weekend in Springfield, Illinois, and I'm a member of the Elks, Benevolent Protective Order of Elks, and it was our state meeting. And I had put on my barefoot sandals, just, shorts and didn't want to draw a lot of attention. A lot of older, I hate to call them snooty people, but people who would never be caught dead barefoot outside of their hotel room or their house. And so I put on the barefoot sandals, just kind of a camouflage type deal because you take a look, he's got sandals on. And riding the elevator from the hospitality rooms down to my room, and a guy got on there with his wife, and he looked down and he said, are you sure those are sandals? And I raised my foot up.
Busted.
I said, nope, they're not. I'm barefoot.
Busted and proud of it.
I said, I'm barefoot. And I said, it keeps me off the meds. I don't have to take the pain pills. So, yes, I'm barefoot.
Yep.
And he was he and a good friend of mine who didn't surprise me at all. He just looked down and he says, nice shoes. Said, yeah, I know. But pulled it off. Nobody noticed it and everything. What was really unique was that afternoon, Saturday afternoon, they had an art fair around the old Capitol in Springfield. And I put on my Zero sandals to go there because I wanted for sure about how much glass. I know in the past I've seen quite a bit of glass on the sidewalk in Springfield. And we walked the two blocks down to the show. And for some reason, my left foot, the way the sandals were fitting, and I wear them all the time, so I don't know why it just happened to be then, got to hurting me. So I'm a photographer. I pulled them off, stuck them in my camera bag, and I commenced to walk barefoot all around the old Capitol, cross streets, up streets. I did see some glass. I simply stepped around it and didn't have any issue. Went into a store, a used record store, so it was ran kind of an older hippie running it, and he never said anything. And there was broken glass in there, stepped around it, never had any trouble. And, so a lot of the myths that people pick up on is strictly that. They're myths. If you're careful, you watch where you're walking, you won't have any problem. And if you do step on something, pull it out, put some triple antibiotic on it and a Band-Aid, and in a few days you'll be doing good.
Yeah. Another thing that I've always carried with me is that liquid Band-Aid. You brush it right on. It's an antiseptic. It's kind
right.
of cross. I think it's like nail polish, like clear nail polish with like rubbing alcohol, like 400% rubbing alcohol.
Like. It feels like
yeah.
too.
Yeah. Is Proof still with us? Because I know your mic's been open, Proof. I didn't know if you were still around.
Oh, I was letting John, since it's his first time on the air. I've been on air here for almost a decade, so people hear me all the time. I want to hear the new person.
Yeah, okay. Yep. I wasn't sure if you realized that the mic was open and you could chime in at any point. And I know you're it's always nice having new members, new callers and all that on the program and listening to their stories. And Proof is joining us, the head of BIL. Proof is his radio name, John, if you didn't know. So he's with us as well.
I've done my best to make this a very family-friendly and active community here with I want to empower people to be barefoot wellness advocates. And the more people that actually do things within our community and speak up, even little things like calling onto the radio show, because people listen to the show and they will be more inspired hearing new people that are talking about doing this for the first time. So
yeah.
I thank you for helping us grow.
Yeah.
Well, I have become definitely a barefoot health advocate just simply because of what it did to me in my life. As far as family friendly, I'm a single parent, 16-year-old son, who the first thing he does when he gets home is off comes the shoes and socks and doesn't put them on until he has to leave. And he really upset me last summer. I was working across the driveway at my shed and new home, by the way. And it's rock driveway. Some of it's Chad. It's easy to walk. I walk on Chad every day.
For the third wife? Is this for the third wife?
This is the girlfriend.
You got another body we're getting rid of here?
No, this is the girlfriend that have no desire to get married.
Oh, okay.
And she's a barefooter, too, so it works out real good.
Oh, great. She's a keeper.
Yeah, we'll keep her. And matter of fact, she's encouraging me to go into more businesses and stuff. I'll tell you that story after a while, but... He comes walking across the rock driveway, and he's a gaming kid. He's an artist. He is not an outdoors person by any means. He doesn't walk across a rock driveway like he's wearing shoes and he's barefoot. And I thought, you little whatever, how dare you come walking across here and you never go outside the house and you're not even flinching walking across those rocks. So it made me mad, and another challenge that I'm going to get to where I can walk across rocks like he can without being bothered.
Yeah, I mean, the feet adjust, they adapt and all that. And, we all have different challenges and stuff that, come along with it. And it's very interesting, John, that you're mentioning, like, the whole medical thing and the whole, now you don't need the pain pills and all that. And I can relate strongly to that. And we also have our other guest, Susie, who's also joining us here. you know, I figure I bring everybody on for a little bit together, and you know, we can all share stories and swap ideas. So,
well, my,
welcome back, Susie.
My doctor.
Hi, thank you very much.
Hi, Susie.
Hey. I have a question about the grounding. I've heard a little bit about this, but I'm not 100% sure how it works. I have a medical condition that causes complete numbness in my feet, so I have no sensation of hot or cold or sharp or anything.
Like neuropathy.
Yes, it is. I have multiple types of neuropathy. The condition I have is Charcot-Marie tooth, and because of it, I've developed scoliosis in my back, along with degenerative disc disease and spinal stenosis. So I spend a lot of time in my wheelchair or sitting.
I see. I would think that, you know, even though you can't feel the ground, if you can just touch the ground with your feet, it would have the same effect. It's a transfer of well, help me out here, guys. I know you've seen the video.
Well, the thing is, in a wheelchair, I mean, it's
electrons.
Good, but at the end of the day, your tires have become your shoes, and it's your tires are rubber, so therefore, you even if you park the wheelchair and sit under a tree in the park in the grass for 15, 20 minutes, that would help, and any walking you could do would be a bonus.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's the contact. It's the contact with the ground. That it's a transfer of the electrons, negative energy, discharge, this, that, and the other. You can call it what you want. It really is just a matter of discharging the negative buildup of energy and regrounding.
If I could elaborate on that real quick here.
Yeah, please
that
do.
Over the years, I've gotten yelled at quite a bit from people who don't want us to talk about grounding or earthing or whatever, but in my opinion, as long as we're empowering people to go outside and go barefoot, I don't care what it is. I think it's a good thing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell people don't do it.
Well, I've got a doctor who will back me up on it. He's a regular MD, and he was going over my meds, and he said, are you still taking Naperson? And I said, not since I started going barefoot. He said, I believe in grounding. I have a grounding mat on my bed, so when I go to bed at night, I'm grounded, and I walk barefoot as much as I can. And he's an MD. So you might try a mat to put on your bed when you go to bed at night. Even that would help you.
Oh, that would be incredible. That would really be incredible. On top of all the medical conditions that I have, I am also currently 15 weeks pregnant. So this is different.
You know, we also have Serenity Rug. I know they're one of our sponsors. Yeah, there's a Serenity Rug. And what you should do is we should give the manufacturer a call and see if they'll make like a Serenity baby blanket just to wrap the baby up. And there you go.
Oh my gosh,
I need a Serenity slab. See, I don't need a Serenity.
Yes.
I need a Serenity slab. I want to get on this sponsor to make a Serenity slab, just like rough concrete and some rocks. Because over the winter, you don't go outside as much. So instead of like the whole grounding and plush grass thing of the earth, I just keep my feet in condition, you know, because I'm very active in the summer. So I need like a nice Serenity slab, maybe some broken glass in there, a couple nails, you know, just keep my feet up on par. Serenity slab.
I'm gonna take some 2x4s and a sheet of plywood and put some rocks on top of it. And
yeah.
Have it just to walk on just for that reason.
Mm-hmm. There you go. I mean, I'd get concrete poured wall to wall in this place if I could. There's something called structural integrity that I guess the zoning department doesn't want me to do that. You know, I don't know what's up with them. You know,
I miss the feel of concrete under my feet. I really do.
Especially in the winter.
Yes, it's so cold, but warm at the same time, which is really interesting.
Yeah. Well, it also holds a lot of heat, too. You know, if you notice, like it at night when it gets cold and then, you know, it really does retain a lot of that heat that.
Okay.
You can, you know, it's a lot warmer than walking on like the grass with dew and all that on it. We're coming up to the bottom of the hour, though. So everybody, stay in your positions. We'll be coming right back. Great having everybody on. 319-527-6208 is a way to join the Barefoot is Legal radio program. I'm Nick Pierce. Here with my special guests, John and Susie, along with our founder, Proof, founder of Barefoot is Legal. Check us out in the chat room, freedomizerradio.com. No one dropped off a big suitcase of cash yet, so we need to take this break. We'll be right back.
You never know when an emergency is going to happen. Whether stuck on the road, riding out a power outage, escaping a natural disaster, or surviving a doomsday apocalypse, what would you do? Disaster can strike at any time. Join your host, Nick Pierce, for Freedomizer's newest prepping and survival program, Are You Ready? Saturdays, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Listen to Are You Ready? Here on Freedomizer Radio. And be prepared.
Hey, Freedomist, join me, Proof Negative. Weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together. Right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Tune in to the Mad Scientist Expo Show every Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 4:30 p.m. Pacific, where we discuss the science and the news today, take a closer look, and expose where fraud is being committed for various agendas, from money to politics to downright pure evil and malice. Of course we trust science. It's scientists we don't trust. Tune in and join the conversation on Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 4:30 p.m. Pacific, on Freedomizer Radio.
In this digital society, making connections is quickly becoming a lost art form. Yet, if you are a small business owner, building your network is the only way you can get ahead. Can these skills be learned? You bet they can. Read Nose to Nose Networking, No Nonsense In-Person Networking Tips from a Master. Who's the master? Well, who better to teach networking and friend-building skills than a golden retriever? The author, Melanie Hope, takes the antics of Abigail and translates them into the human experience. Through Abby, you will learn how to set your intention, build a network, and get into and out of conversations with grace. If you love the Dog Abby segments on Counterculture Wise Radio, you will love Nose to Nose Networking even more. Find it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble in hard copy, Kindle, and Nook. Visit CounterCultureWise.com for direct links.
Are you curious about Tantra? Did you know Tantra isn't just about sex? Think meditation, breathwork, earthing, ceremony, the chakra system, deep self-healing, the shame and shadows and trauma that we hold in our body. Join me, Tara, for Tantra with Tara, every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Each show will begin with a guided meditation. Tantra is shifting and deepening the lives, spirits, and hearts of people all over the world. Invite Tantra to shift yours.
How would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk? That's exactly what my Serenity Rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest, I can't even call it a foot rest because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity Rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at SerenityRug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's SerenityRug.com.
Are you members of the Barefoot community looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well,
Here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book.
Imagine standing barefoot on cushy grass while you use a professional-grade knife to deftly chop fresh vegetables on your organic bamboo cutting board. The team at MyZestiness.com wants to help your family enjoy home cooking like this more often. They do this by offering fun and functional tools that make your time in the kitchen more efficient and enjoyable. MyZestiness.com offers the finest and most interesting kitchen goods and accessories, all backed by their world-class customer service team. Check out their ever-expanding inventory today. Visit MyZestiness.com. That's zesty like spicy, nest like home, MyZestiness.com.
My toes itch. My back is in pain.
My feet smell.
Well, I suffer from knee and hip pain.
If you suffer from any of those symptoms, Shoeless is a natural foot remedy to treat most symptoms of pain, infection, and other ailments caused by shoes. Shoeless can be applied simply by removing whatever is on your feet. Shoeless is a non-prescription solution to most foot problems that are caused by wearing shoes. In most cases, when using Shoeless, it does not impair your ability to operate a vehicle, walk, run, shop, jump, play, move, dance, sing, flip, or other human activities. Those using Shoeless have reported feeling happy, less pain, better mood, and have a better sense of health and freedom. Other benefits also include eliminating athlete's foot, foot odor, fungus, and other forms of bacteria known to have been caused by shoes. Some users of Shoeless may be told that it's against the law. Ask your doctor for a note when using Shoeless. Other side effects include a higher sense of awareness and in your surroundings. Do not use Shoeless if you are standing in a pit of fire. Using Shoeless may not increase your chances of flying or winning the lottery. However, some users have reported having higher self-esteem and positive attitudes, as well as more confidence. Shoeless is best when used all the time. Use caution when using Shoeless until your body adapts. Shoeless has also been proven to increase learning, attention, help fight depression, and ease effects of autism. Feel free to ask your doctor how Shoeless can benefit you. For more information about Shoeless and its benefits, visit barefootislegal.org. The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
Full moon shining bright, edge of the water, we were feeling all right. Back down a country road, the girls are always hot and the beer is ice cold. Shot me a little like a shooting star, so I grabbed a beer and my old guitar. Then we sat around till the break of dawn, howling and singing our favorite song. Never gonna grow up, never gonna slow down. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show. We were doing it right. We were coming alive. Yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jean. I, whoa, never gonna grow up, never gonna slow down. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show. We were doing it right. We were coming alive.
And we're back. 319-527-6208. You're listening to the Bayford is Legal radio program here on the Freedomizer Radio Network. And we have a bunch of great guests joining us today and some wonderful stories that they're sharing. You know, that's the season. The Barefoot Blue Jean Nights are here. The weather is finally getting a lot warmer here in the northern United States. For those of us, for those of you listening in Australia, well, that sucks. But in a couple months, you'll be enjoying the warm weather while we're freezing. Anyway, 319-527-6208. Don't forget to check out our website, barefootislegal.org. Our live chat room is open. If you get, you can get there by going to freedomizerradio.com. Click on the live chat link. Send us your questions, any issues you may have, and don't forget about our Facebook group. For those of you that are interested in living the barefoot lifestyle or do live a barefoot lifestyle, that's your place to go. It's a closed group. Share your stories. Interact with us before, during, and after the broadcast. Again, on Facebook, Barefoot is Legal. Don't forget, though, it's not a fetish community. So for all you heavy-breathing fun seekers out there, this is not the place to get your rocks off on foot pictures. No, no, no. We are here to educate and empower you and spread the message that bare feet are legal. Anyway, moving on with our broadcast. Don't forget to check out our website. I said all that, and that's great. So we also have John and Susie that are here joining us. So welcome back to the program, everybody. And,
hi.
How you doing? Well, so, yeah, we also have Kevin's longtime listener, longtime caller. And before we move on with Kevin's, because I know he's got some interesting stories for us, I just figured we'd still touch base on the whole medical thing, you know, and how we have, you know, I mean, Susie, I mean, you have your issues. John, you've had your, you know, issues. I mean, everybody, you know, has these, you know, objections and stuff that people approach them with just for living the barefoot lifestyle. And, you know, it's, you know, the members that we have, like you two in particular, you know, and all of our members that are standing up for our rights to live the barefoot lifestyle, you know, that are part of the group and, you know, are advocates for doing this. People don't realize that there's people that are barefoot for medical, cultural, health, personal safety, even just personal choice, religious reasons, all that. And we have rights. We're protected. And we're standing up for our rights.
Exactly.
Yeah. So,
well, yeah. Basically, let's face it, we weren't designed to wear shoes.
No,
we were designed to
not.
Be barefoot.
Exactly. So, we were.
And in my condition, finding shoes fit and that are comfortable is not too impossible.
Well, I know in your case, I mean, you know, I mean, people just shouldn't wear shoes to begin with, and there are people that just can't wear shoes.
Yes.
And the public awareness, you know, that we need, yeah, it's kind of one of those questions. It's like, you know, there's such a stigmata against it, but when you, you know, I mean, we just need people to be aware of the fact that this is why, and we need to educate them. And, you know, I'm one of those from the school of ambassadorship, you know, where when you're barefoot and you go someplace and stuff like that, it's that educational thing. You know, I mean, you have a lot of members that are always just like, oh, well, then call the cops and we're going to do this and we're blah, 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 blah. You know, just going out there educating in a,
yes,
you know, intelligent way goes a long way. Versus, you know, I mean, we're not carrying signs. We're not having protests. We're not, you know, dressing ourselves up as giant feet to gain awareness. You know, I'm sure you've heard a lot of political protests and stuff like that where people dress up as the female genitalia just to gain attention. That's not what we're about. We're not activists. We're advocates. And I know that Kevin's is, I don't know if any of you listen to the program often. Kevin's is a frequent caller, longtime listener, member of the BIL community and all that. I'd like to bring him in with us too. Just so we can all kind of be together on the air. And Kevin's welcome to the program.
Good afternoon to the BIL and everybody in the group and to the new callers.
Oh, yeah, we have Susie and John, our guests today, and Kevin's glad you're able to join us as well. Proof did leave us already. I think his wife was getting blood drawn or something, so he had to rescue her from the vampires for something going on. It's like broad daylight. I'm still trying to figure out how this happens. But anyway, rushed in with his wooden stake and a meme to rescue her, bring her to safety. So
that's cool. Do what you gotta do for the wife,
I guess. So, yeah, Kevins, what have you got to share with us this weekend? You always have some great stories and advice. So glad you're here with us.
Well, you know, everybody was talking about, you know, how, you know, what to come back with when somebody asks you, you know, wear your shoes or you need to wear shoes or you have to, or what if you step on something? And matter of fact, to our guest, Nick Pierce actually had an incident a couple of weeks ago when he went into some store and he said he needed to wear shoes. And he said, why? He was like, you could step in deer urine.
Oh, I remember that. Oh my God. That was great. I'm in the middle of the clothing department in a store. And they were afraid that I was going to step in deer urine. Do deers graze on the carpet you have in here? Do they eat the tags, those little fine fabs with tappins, fasteners? Do they walk around your racks grazing? I'm like, wow.
Now, I might have that problem because I go out into the woods to shoot. I'm a photographer, go out in the woods to shoot pictures of deer barefoot. I don't recall stepping on any wet spots in the woods, but sure, I probably walked through some deer urine at some point in time.
Well, I guess, you know, if they walk up to you and they start rutting on you, you know, then you must have. But I look at this like, what is this insanity? I mean, you know, wait a minute. Where's your hunting department? Can I buy some of this deer urine? Like, what are they talking about? I know. And I spend a lot of time in the woods, too. But I don't think I've stepped in deer urine. No deer has ever walked up to me to rut their antlers or anything like that. So I don't know.
I wouldn't mind them walking up to me. I've got some does I'm working on trying to get them to come up to me closer, but I'm not too worried about that either.
Yeah, but you're shooting them with a camera. Hunters would appreciate you if they had a shotgun, you know. I mean, you'd attract them.
Yeah, but it's harder to get a good picture than it is to shoot one with a gun.
Go ahead, Kevin. Sorry to cut you off there.
Besides, where would a deer come from in the middle of the city? Like, really?
Yeah, I mean, there's suburbs outside of Dayton, but you do see them around once in a while, but I can't imagine them shopping in a department store. You know, especially off-season. It's not like it's Christmas and they're going to decorate their antlers with the holiday decorations that are out in the department store. I mean, you know, you're kind of off-season on that one. I mean, you don't have a lot of, like, white-tailed doe that want to re-identify themselves as Santa's reindeer, you know, in some trans-deer type thing that they're trying to go through some phase of their life.
Just wait a few years. We probably will have.
We will, and there'll be a group and organization for that, and they're going to be like, oh, all deer should be able to identify as reindeer, some crazy movement like that. They'll be dressing up in big antlers, having a protest at the Capitol or something. I don't know. That's totally show.
Yeah, besides, deers are not that scarce like people think they are.
I know. Unless you're a photographer or a hunter trying to shoot them.
Right.
You know,
I've been fortunate in the last couple of weeks. I've been in Lowe's, Menards, a Walmart, a couple of Walmarts, and never had anybody come up to me and say anything, but I'm about afraid I would probably say, when they say, well, you can't be barefoot because of broken glass, I might say, ooh, gross, your store's this dirty, I'm out of here. I am not shopping in a store that's this dirty. And walking out
there. Yeah, I know. Oh. I mean, if they have broken glass on the floor, imagine what's in the celery.
You know what? That brings up another one. Again, Nick Pierce had another yesterday in Walmart, some low-level employee tried to tell me he needed to wear shoes, and he asked to see a manager. He had all videotape, you know, brought up his laws and this and that and this and that, you know, and if whatever.
Well, reason, actually, I demanded that the manager retrain the employee. I'm brutal.
Like obedience school.
Yeah, exactly. It was like, you, come here. Let's go. You, talk to him. What's wrong? He needs to be trained. He has no idea what he's doing. He said he's a supervisor. No. He's like a department something or other. Department head. I said, okay, well, here's what you need to do. And it just becomes like, you know, this is what you're going to do for me, and this is what needs to happen. It's just, yeah. Look ahead, Kevin. Go ahead with your story.
Yeah, so it's like, why are people still having – now, I never had no problem at Walmart, you know, to tell you the truth. As many times I've been there, I never had not one issue at Walmart. You know, saying how I will say this though about Walmart, their floors are extremely dirty. They really, really are. But that's the only knock on as far as me is concerned. Their floors are really, really dirty, but nobody really cares about that. You know. So I was reading this story about in some other group. This lady went to McDonald's with her family. You know, of course, some person came and said, yeah, you need to wear shoes, this is our policy, and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, she explained why she go barefoot, you know, and also manager came. And then all of a sudden, they said they were going to call the cops. So she's like, well, go ahead and call the cops. So the cops came, and it was like, well, you know, this is private property, and they can make whatever rules they want for the customers. So I'm like,
that doesn't
story,
fit right
I'm
with
like,
me.
I'm like, wait a minute. Since when is McDonald's a nationwide, worldwide company? When are they a private property? Since when did that happen? They're open to the public.
Like, that's right. Technically, it's not necessarily private property. They're a place of public accommodation. And that's the part of the law that people misconstrue, or they think is like, oh, well, it's like I can post a sign. No, your private property, if it says no trespassing, you know, or here's my gate. No one else but me and who I invite in can be in here. That's private property. And there's another legal side of that that'll argue with it, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's the other part of the story. Those cops said that, she's criminally a trespassing because it's private property. But McDonald's is not a private property. How many McDonald's are there in the world, overseas even? You think that's private property? Private property, I think if you're a solo business owner and you don't want nobody to come in, it must be top secret or something. But
only
I
if
mean,
you're a private
club.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, you're right.
I do apologize, gentlemen. I've got to hop off here. I've got to take care of some things, but I wanted to say thank you for allowing me to be on your show, and I will definitely be a caller and listening a lot more often. Thank you so very much for having me.
Well, Susie, yes, thank you for joining us. It was great to have you. Don't forget to share your adventures on our Facebook group and all that. Thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate you listening, and definitely call back again. Enjoy your weekend.
Yeah. Thank you for calling.
Yep.
So I'm just like, Burger King, McDonald's, Wendy's, whatever, they're not private property. I don't care what they...
Yeah, technically they're not.
The cops that showed up, they really need to go back and review their law book or something.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. And, you know, I mean, and most corporations and companies and all that, not just anybody can trespass someone. Like, I don't know if you knew that. So if someone at the counter or someone or even like a shift manager or someone wants to call the cops, they cannot sign an official trespassing citation or warning or anything like that against someone. Only like I think a general manager or district manager can. Most companies are structured that way. You know, even if one of the employees has, like, we'll say, a restraining order against someone, okay, technically, yeah, that person shouldn't be going there, but that employee cannot say, well, they're not allowed on the property. They have to go through a channel and say, by the way, I have, we'll say, a restraining order against someone, and they're not allowed on the property, and then it can be enforced from someone higher in position.
Okay,
so it's a very interesting thing to know that not anybody can say, you know, call a cop and say, well, I want them trespassed. It doesn't work that way with most companies. So, you know, that's another thing to keep in mind when it comes to the law and some of the legal issues that people run into.
Oh, yeah,
and if corporate
found out that
a lower level employee did that, they're in big trouble.
Oh, yeah, especially, no, I think I see what you're saying, because it's like if my name is on the list and there's a poster, I mean, with my face on it, talking about, you know, don't let this person, in. Okay, that's a different story. You know, mm-hmm. Like you said, with the restraining order, that is totally different than it would be criminally trespassing. If I'm told to stay away and I go anyway, regardless of the restraining order that was placed on me.
Yeah.
But,
well, I'm just using the restraining
order
as another example. But the actual thing is, not every employee has the authority to formally trespass anybody on that property. So, for example, if there's like you're in a restaurant and a manager has an issue with it, calls the cops, and the cops come, and the cops say, well, the manager wants to have you trespassed. Well, no, they can't do that. They don't have that capacity. They may not have that authority to do that. And therefore, even the warning is invalid, because someone above them is the one that's going to be able to officially sign anything that says, okay, they can be trespassed. And it doesn't work. And employees have been fired for that. Many employees have been fired for that. For trying to pull that one.
They should be.
Yep. It all depends on, you see, the thing is, and this is what's great about the program, because I don't post a lot about stuff in the group and stuff. I don't have time to type all that. You listen to this program, I'll give you all those tidbits. I'll tell you how to use the law to your advantage. So definitely keep tuning in. You never know what you're going to hear here. And there's so much about the law. I mean, there's volumes in every state of laws, you know, books and you know, everywhere. But when it really comes to the nitty gritties of things, when it comes to our rights as the Barefoot community, there's so much about it. And just so you know, not everybody can trespass a customer, you know, unless they did something criminal. Now, if a manager saw someone take something, okay, they can put it in their pocket in the store. They can walk around the store with it in their pocket. It's only once they leave the door, and actually in most cases in the law, there's that first door set of doors you go through, and then there's a second set of doors. So in that vestibule there, you cannot leave that second set of doors and go out onto the sidewalk or parking lot or something like that with an item. Once you do that, that's considered shoplifting or theft. Okay? You can go into a store, put something in your pocket, walk around, go up to the register, take it out of your pocket and pay for it. If they do anything, you know, now when it comes to like some, you know, if they do anything before that, you have to hit that second door in order for it to be considered theft, shoplifting, or anything criminal, or even misdemeanor for that matter, depending on the value and, you know, larceny. I mean, you go through the ropes there and the different levels, various degrees of the value of whatever it is you stole. Now, what will happen is, If you're barefoot in an establishment, that's not anything criminal. That's not against the law, okay?
So
now you go and you go about your business and you know, just what normal customers do. A lower-level manager or supervisor or an employee cannot technically – well, they will. They will call the cops. But if you know what the law is – they cannot do anything to you legally. If you use it right and you use the information, the cops will then enforce your rights to be barefoot in that establishment. So I just want to throw that one out there. So definitely stand up for your rights. We have about 1 minute left of the program. So before we run out of time, John, thanks for joining us. Susie, again, thanks for joining us. Glad to have Proof here. All of our callers and listeners. Kevin, if you have one more, if you want to share anything else with us before we wrap it up, that'd be great.
Just have a great barefoot weekend and beware, cops are out there, so don't speed.
Yep. Yeah, that too. And it is Memorial Day. And Kevin's, you're in the service, you're in the Navy. And, you know, this weekend we're actually honoring those that didn't make it home alive. It's Memorial Day. So go out and celebrate the service that people did for our country. So,
yes,
Kevin's, as always,
yes.
Thanks for calling in. Thank you for your service. And glad you make it here every weekend. For those that never made it home from service, make sure you honor them in the utmost respect because of what they did for our country and the rights that they fought for. We have not been invaded by a foreign territory yet, thanks to those men and women. And that's why we have rights. I'm Nick Pierce. You were listening to the Barefoot is Legal radio show. Until next time, keep them bare. Stand up for your rights. Have a great weekend.